Earlier this summer, an invasive species called Japanese stilt grass was spotted in Rock County. Scientists are now asking the public to help prevent the invasive grass from spreading across Wisconsin. Mark Renz is a professor and an extension weed specialist at UW-Madison. He talked to Lake Effect's Expert Nunez to explain the dangers of this invasive plant.
What's the recent status update on confirmed cases of the invasive species Japanese stilt grass?
Yeah, well, so we had an initial report in one property just east of Beloit. And since then, we've kind of created an alert and asked woodland and forestry owners and people that just frequent these areas to be on the lookout for this invasive annual grass called Japanese stilt grass. We've gotten many reports. Two of those have turned out to be positive reports of new infestations, one in the southwest part of the state and one in the southeast part of the state. So that's the bad news, but it's actually good news because these populations were only like 30 by 30 square feet. And so those property owners should be easily able to eradicate those populations before they spread further. And really, they were found before they really were causing any impact whatsoever in those forests.
Well, that's good to hear that it was caught before it was, you know, spreading everywhere. For folks who have never heard of stilt grass, why is this particular invasive grass a problem? Like, how does it damage forests?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting scenario. So I like to use the analogy that this is like very similar in many ways to crabgrass in your lawn. It's an annual grass that grows from seed every year and dies. But what's unique about this plant is it can grow in shaded environments and shaded conditions underneath forests and on edges of forests. And it produces a lot more biomass, and that biomass tends to climb in, on top of other vegetation and suppress it and dominate the understory. So you get mats of this annual grass. So we have data that clearly shows that the understory native plants and wildlife are impacted by having this new species that's not native to our system. But what's even more scary is that biomass that sits there, that mat of annual grass, dries out over winter and it changes fire frequency or, more importantly, fire intensity. And so it can really cause some dramatic shifts in that ecosystem, potentially cause additional harm to nearby urban environments if it's invaded. And it even changes some of the stuff that's happening below ground and the nutrient relationships. So it's just really impactful. This has been present in southern part of the U.S. for decades. So we've kind of been on the alert for it for many years. But the best way to prevent this impact is to identify it right when it establishes and get rid of it before it spreads. And so that's kind of why we've been trying to promote that people look for this plant.
So just to clarify, it's new to Wisconsin, this invasive species, but it's been a big problem for other states for a while.
Correct. It's been in northern Illinois for several years. We got our first known infestation in the county of La Crosse in 2020, and that's being actively eradicated and is nearly eradicated by the Wisconsin DNR. So we thought we were stilt grass free until this new report came in this summer. And that's when we started to alert people to keep a lookout.
That was Mark Renz, an extension weed specialist and a professor in the Department of Plant and Agroecosystem Sciences at UW-Madison. He spoke with Lake Effect's Expert Nunez about invasive stilt grass in Wisconsin. You can find more of their conversation, including how to identify the plant, at wuwm.com.